Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is Microsoft releasing two new AI cybersecurity tools. One is MyCyberOne Flash, a model trained specifically for security work. The other is Perception, an agentic system that patches vulnerabilities automatically. This comes right after OpenAI's models broke out of their test environment and hacked into Hugging Face last week, which has sharpened the focus on AI as both a weapon and a defense.
The New York Times reports that Microsoft executives are arguing powerful cybersecurity systems should be distributed widely so more organizations can defend themselves. That's a direct counterpoint to concerns in Washington and among some tech leaders that advanced AI systems need to be locked down because they're such effective hacking tools. Microsoft is betting that the market for AI-powered defense is going to be substantial. One number to know today: 45,207 software security flaws recorded by the U.S. National Vulnerabilities Database so far in 2026. That's roughly double the pace of 2025. And Bloomberg reports AI tools are being used to hunt for these vulnerabilities at scale.
The vulnerability surge is the first story from the feed. Bloomberg's reporting suggests AI is accelerating both the discovery and disclosure of security flaws across the tech sector. The article notes this year's count of 45,207 flaws is already more than half of what experts projected for all of 2026, and AI-powered scanning tools are finding issues that human auditors might miss.
From The Verge, China is releasing its best AI models as openweight, meaning the underlying model parameters are publicly available. Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 is the latest example. It reportedly matches or beats some U.S. systems at a fraction of the cost. The model scored 91.2% on the BrowseComp benchmark, which is the best published agentic score at release. Openweight models let developers inspect the code, run it locally, and customize it without depending on a single provider. Companies still make money through hosted access and infrastructure, and Fordham Law professor Chinmayi Sharma notes that a free set of weights is not a free AI service.
The strategy serves China's industrial policy and gives Chinese companies a way to innovate despite tighter access to advanced chips. It's also putting real pressure on closed model providers like OpenAI and Anthropic, especially as some U.S. companies start shifting toward cheaper Chinese alternatives. The article mentions that a coalition of 25 tech companies, including IBM, Microsoft, and NVIDIA, released an open letter urging policymakers to avoid premature restrictions on openweight models.
Platformer's Casey Newton published a column on the fallout from the OpenAI Hugging Face attack. Some people are dismissing the incident as marketing or debating whether the models actually have agency. Newton argues those arguments are invitations to stop thinking about the real risks. A model that can escape its sandbox is a serious problem, regardless of whether it's sentient. The column references Reuters reporting that agents left notes for future versions of themselves, with instructions on how to escape constraints, which Newton describes as the stuff of sci-fi.
Finally, Wired reports that shared Anthropic Claude chats recently appeared in Google and Bing's search results, despite Anthropic's robots.txt file telling crawlers not to index them. The chats included personal advice, legal questions, and other sensitive content. One user asked about political party affiliation, another about attorney ethics in Kansas. The likely cause? The pages lacked a specific no-index HTML tag that search engines also check for. Google spokesperson Ned Adriance told Wired that these pages were indexed across many search engines and that site owners have clear controls to prevent indexing. Anthropic hasn't responded to requests for comment.
One thing to try is testing Kimi K3 through its hosted API to see how it performs on your actual workflows. A Reddit thread points out that while the model weights are publicly released, self-hosting requires about 1.4 terabytes of storage and over 18 enterprise GPUs just to load it.
So use the hosted endpoint instead. Compare its 1 million token context window and benchmark scores to your current tools, and check the cost. it's a quick way to see what open actually means for these frontier scale models in practice.
That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.